the last mission, I'm shimming Lil Oma Ashosha Dram Ha'olam Omeg. Aladin Vala Emes Vala Shalom Shanana Emesu Mishpat Shalom Shifted Basham Rechen. What does the Rambam say? Hadin Hu Hanhogas Hamadina V'Yosha. V'Kvam B'Yadam Perikah Hadalit, meaning of Shemana Pakim, Sh'ha'emes Hu Hamaylas HaSichlias, V'Hashalom Hu Hamaylas HaMidos, U'Ksheyimotze Eilu HaShlosha, Yia HaMetzios B'Shem HaShe'afshalo V'Lo Sofek. So the Rambam has an extraordinary pshat raya. Shalom refers at times, but not exclusively, certainly, and not always, but at times, shalom refers to, again, when a person's character perfection, moral perfection. Hashalom humayla samidos. Where did the Rambam say it? So the Rambam says something halfway b'fella, as he cross-references in Parak Dalet Shana Parakim. But the Rambam says, we don't find, too many shailas which were... When Shalas came up, so the Chachmei Dor passed on the Shalas. When the Psukim in Zechariah, when they asked Zechariah what they should be doing with Tzom HaRevi, Tzom HaChamishi, etc. Now that the second Beis HaMikdash has been rebuilt, so Zechariah Novi says, I'll ask the Kodesh Baruch for the Shaila. Tell him. I'll ask Kodesh Baruch for the Shaila. Mele, if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know, so then he has to ask the Kodesh Baruch because that means that there's nothing in Torah to answer it. So... I don't know what do you do with those who were Tomei and the seventh day of the Tumah was out of Pesach, and they nitzchah to Pesach Sheni, or can then be makir because at night they'll already be tohor and be able to eat. But here, I don't know, first of all, you wouldn't have thought that the Shaila is such a big Shaila either. I don't know, you're going to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu Shaila, so something would be a Shaila indeed in the Foshes. And here's the shayla of, I don't know, fasting 4 days. So what's at stake in this, or whatever it is that's at stake in the shayla, you see that it's mamash adava omid b'ruma shalom. Whatever's at stake in the shayla. Then, when Zechariah communicates the answer. He says, "Koma Hashem Tzvokos." Again, I'm reading here in Perek Dalet Shmona Pakim, as the Rambam quotes. "Koma Hashem Tzvokos Leimu Mishpat Emes Shiftu V'Chesed V'Rachamim Asu Isha Sochiv V'Almana V'Yosam Ger V'Oni Al Tashoku V'Ro'as Isha Sochiv Al Tashavu V'Vavchem." V'omer achar kach, ko'omer Hashem tzvokos, tzom ha'revi, v'tzom ha'chamishi, v'tzom ha'shvi, v'tzom ha'siru, yiyu leves Yehuda, l'sasun, l'simcha, l'moedim tovim, v'ha'emes v'ha'shalom ha'hova. But what do the last three words have to do with, again, the shayla was, do we fast Shavuos v'tamuz, do we fast, or Tisha v'tamuz, whatever it was they fasted after Chodin Bayis Rishon, do we fast in Tamuz, do we fast Tisha B'av? Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the answer. And then, HaEmes V'Hashalom HaHovah. always timely, you know, always a timely interpretation, but so what's it got to do with it? So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, why is it such a big deal whether you fast or not to fast? Because the Rambam says again, v'halach v'drachav is that the person is supposed to go the derech avinus. And fasting, gratuitously, is not consistent with that midah avinus. Okay, the Torah tells us to fast on Yom Kippur. Okay. So the Torah wants us, as it were, to go to an extreme on Yom Kippur. Same way the Torah tells us to enjoy the Suda's more on Yom Tov. The Torah sort of tells us to go to the other extreme. But fasting, what's at stake here in fasting is the correct application of Midah Beinus. And this is something which you see from the fact that Zechariah thinks that this is deserving of his bringing the Shaila to the Baal Shalom. You see just how incredibly central and fundamental this is. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering about the fasting. You know, what did he answer during Bayi Sheni? Most Rishonim understand that during Bayi Sheni was telling them not to fast. The Rambam says they used to fast Bayi Sheni on Tisha B'Av because Bayi Sheni wasn't the equivalent of Bayi Shrisham v'chulu. But then, the Ha'emes v'ashalom ha'ovu, so the Rambam says here, v'da, sho ha'emes heim ha'maylos ha'sichlios, mipnei shehen ha'mitios lo yishtanu k'mo she'zacharnu, v'ha'shalom heim maylos ha'midos. Why do you refer to maylos ha'midos as shalom? Because, you know, a corollary, if everyone has good midos, it'll always be shalom. Asher bohem yiyah ha'shalom ba'olam. So according to the Rambam, now you understand what the connection is. Ha'emes v'ashalom ha'ovu means now that you have the correct guidance as to when to fast, when not to fast, so now you'll be able to, again, not only, you know, persist in your commitment to emes, which are ma'ilos sechlios, but you'll be able to persist in your commitment to and adherence to shalom, which are the ma'alos ha'midos. So you understand the flow of the pasuk. It's such an extraordinary, extraordinary pshat. So that's what the Rambam is referencing here when he says, ala emes v'ala shalom, the emes of the ma'alos sichlios, again, in intellectual perfection, or obviously as close to that as one gets. And the moral perfection, as close to that as one gets. So here the Rambam explains that, again, that the reason or how it is that the term shalom refers to this is because, again, you're only going to have discord if the midos are off. Well, nice to just sort of mean in the Indian here, but also Indian. You have this broader use of the term shalom. The Rambam concludes Hilchos Chanukah. Hoya lefonov, last halach in Hilchos Chanukah. Hoya lefonov ner beso v'ner Chanukah. O ner beso v'kiddush hayom. Ner beso kodem mishum shalom beso. When it's in the dark, so it's more conducive to, again, to friction, you know. One person trips over another person's shoe. You know, what do you leave your shoe there for? You know, whatever. So to have light is fosters shalom bayis. Shehare Hashem nimchak laso shalom in ish le ishto. Right. Then the Rambam says, Godol hashalom, Shekol HaTorah Nitna L'Asa Shalom Be'olam. All of Torah is to promote Shalom. Shenama Duachehu Darkei Noam V'chol Nesivu Seha Shalom. All the pathways of Torah, they all converge, they're all pathways leading to Shalom. So I think that the Nosei Kelim already quote that this idea that Kol HaTorah Nitna L'Asa Shalom, based on the Pasuk of V'chol Nesivu Seha Shalom, is a Gemara in Gittin. This isn't the Rambam's original idea. The Gemara says that the Kohen, the Mishnah says the Kohen, Kohen Rishon, Kohen gets the first Aliyah, Mei Darkei Shalom. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Mei Darkei Shalom? It's a Daraisa, B'Kidashta. That the Kohen should be Rishon, L'chol Dovash HaVikdusha. So the Gemara suggests an answer. It's a Daraisa, Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef, Mei Darkei Shalom. Daraisa hi. Amalei Daraisa, Mei Darkei Shalom. Saying it's Daraisa and saying it's Darkei Shalom is no contradiction. It's a Daraisa and it's Darkei Shalom. So Abayi pushes back and says, V'chol HaTorah Kula Namim Mei Darkei Shalom hi. So then you can say that about every din. So clearly, the Mishnah means something else. Okay, so Abayi goes on to answer. But this is the Rambam's Gemara in Nun Testament Beis in Gittin. Question is, again, so the question's on the Gemara. It's not, well, maybe the question's on the Pasuk. The Rambam is just quoting the Pasuk, the Gemara. What does it mean? That all mitzvahs are lasso shalom b'olam. Everything that there should be peace in the world. That there should be peace. Peace is a good thing. But all mitzvahs are of the peace. Okay, so maybe kol sometimes should be understood based on a rubo kekula. But even that, I don't know, if we sort of go through, I don't know, Pesukim and Chumash, or go through many mitzvahs, or whatever. However, we'll try to measure this. I don't know, would we even get that Rov mitzvahs HaTorah, Rov parashas HaTorah are focused on promoting Shalom? So going back to the Indian before about what the status was of the Ta'anios be made by Hasheni and in general, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yudches says that Omer of Papa, Hachiko Omer, this is the Pshat in the Pasuk in Zechariah, Bizman Shiyeh Shalom Yil Asasin on the Simcha. If the shalom, so then the arvitanios hayamim tovim. Yesh gzeres hamalchus. If on the other hand, what's the base? Or yesh shmad. If yesh gzeres hamalchus, yesh shmad, whatever the girsa is, so then they're obligatory tanios. If it's ain't shalom, ain't zeres amalchus, then they're optional. They're optional taniyos. What does it mean something is an optional tanis? Okay, so you could say it's not a yontiv, because word a yontiv would be also. But again, but then just say, you know, it's not a yontiv. What does it mean, what's the chalos of an optional tanis? So the chalos of an optional tanis, again, and the Rambam would tell us, is because ordinarily a person shouldn't be fasting. But if you have a chalos that something is an optional tanis, so then that's not the case. What does it mean that tefillas arvus is reshus? You can always daven nedava anyway. So what does it mean that tefillas arvus is reshus? No, daven tefillas nedava, you have to be mechadesh b'dava. But over here, where there's a chalos that it was niskana as reshus, so then it's the mitzvah is there without without the justification, without the need of Chiddush Davar. So who had been who had time, what it means to have a chalos of Ratzim Misan and Ratzim Misan. Again, so that's the distinction the Gemara has, that Yesh Shalom Yom Tovim, the other end of the spectrum, Achron Tzvan, Yesh Zer Samalchus, to fast, ain't in between, so no, optional. So the Maisa, what does that mean they did during Bayis Sheni? So most Rishonim say that during Bayis Sheni was Yesh Shalom. Right? Was Yesh Shalom. We had a Beis HaMikdash, and, you know, for, the Rambam says, you know, the 200 plus years, you know, that the Hashanah ruled, you know, things were, right, until the end, you know, things were, it was a long period of prosperity, of serenity, that was, things were good. And nevertheless, the Rambam says that be made by Yeshendi, it was Ein Shalom, Ein Zer Samalchus, and in fact, they used to fast. That the way to classify that tkufa in history was that being made by Hashemni, the second Beis HaMikdash is standing. And Rambam says that's Ein Shalom, Ein Zer Samalchus. Ein Zer Samalchus, I understand. We were sovereign. Again, not the entire time of Bayis Sheni, but half the time of Bayis Sheni or so. But what do you mean that it's Ein Shalom? So if I was a Chalav Racha said, you see that for the Rambam, Shalom that doesn't only mean peace. Shalom means when related to the word Shleimus, that sometimes Shalom means something which is broader and more encompassing than peace, that everything is the way it should be. Al tzad hayoseh tov, that things are mushlamim, al hatzad hayoseh tov. And by Yishen, it was not that way. The differences which the Bryce and Yuma tell us between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, even in the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that most Jews were still in Chutz La'aretz, things were not outside Hayoseh Tov. Things were not mushlamin be made by Sheni. Was it Gzeres HaMalchus? No, it wasn't Gzeres HaMalchus, but it was Ein Shalom also. So you see that Shalom, again, doesn't only narrowly translate as peace, but Shalom means, again, Loshen Shleimus, Al Hatzad Hayoseh Tov, that a Mitzias which is Mushlamas, where there is Shleimus. So the Pashtus is that in Halacha Yudalid we're segueing from one meaning of Shalom to the broader meaning of Shalom. Shalom Beisot, that can mean Shalom. It means that things should be peaceful and harmonious. But that can mean Shalom when we talk about Shalom Beiso in the beginning of Halacha Yudalid. Then when we were segueing to Godel HaShalom, so Shalom in the sense of peaceful and harmonious is a subset. Okay, so that means that things are ala hatzara yosef tov in yachasei b'nei adam, or at least, you know, domestically in this home. And then what Shalom means more broadly and more encompassing is that things are outside Hayoseh Shalem in every respect. In every respect. And that's what Godel HaShalom means. That's what Godel HaShalom means. Okay, so just, again, the Rambam justifies the pshat of Shalom in our Mishnah and going back to the pasuk in Zechariah as meaning Milos Hamidos, because again, that the corollary or a corollary of that is Shalom in the sense of peace. Functionally, Shalom means something more than just peace. It means the Milos Hamidos. That's what it means in our Mishnah and elsewhere in the Rambam. So Shalom is even broader than that. It's not only Milos Hamidos, but it's God. It's what the pasuk of Achol Nesivos Shalom means.
Him
considering
Bayis Rishon,
Ein
Shalom Rishon. After like Yeravam Menavah and all of when
Malchus was split.
Yeah, when the Malchus was split, there's a lot of, like kind of like not so good kings. How could that be considered Shalom?
No, but it didn't have to be yet. There was no. I mean, these days weren't red letter days yet, right? Because all these days became red letter days because of the process of clothing by Sushan.
But not from like the, not already like not from the Midbar already when there was a Xera that did it.
No, so you're asking, so the Mishnah says in Tainus, and Chamisha Dvarin, Eruv Tishabav, and one is that was Nigza, Avosainu, Shal Yikantzu La'aretz. So did they already start fasting Tishabav at that point? Right? So presumably, presumably, the answer is no. If the answer is no, then why is it relevant to mention the Hamisha Dvarim Iris as a saint? If let's say that one is not Mechayev in Tonis, I guess either of two answers. One answer is, a simple answer perhaps is, that it was a Yom HaMuchan LeParanos, and therefore the Lechobaros happened. So then, once there is a Tanis, so the Tanis encompasses it. The Tanis encompasses it. The other perhaps is as follows. The Rav used to say, I assume based on Ma'amorim, used to say as follows, that if not for the chait of the Meraglim and the gzera against the Doha Meraglim, had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, so then Moshe Rabbeinu would have been the Malach HaMashiach and built the Beis HaMikdash, and it never would have been Chorev. Now, Hagam that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Psukim say, is Nanash for Mei Meriva, but the Psukim also say in Dvarim, Gam bi hisana fasham al divrechem lemor, Gam ata lasa voshan. So the Malbim already comments on this. That the pasuk there, Moshe Rabbeinu attributes the gezeira against his entering Eretz Yisrael to the Dvar Midbar. To the fact that because the Dvar Midbar wasn't going to enter Yisrael because of the Meraglim. So how does that fit with Parshas Chukas of Yan lo hamantem bi lo hakdisheni? I don't remember whether all of this was quoting from the Malbim or he was adding. I don't know, you have to check. But both, or together, or whatever, explain that BMS, the Gzeira on the Dvar Midbar, the only Hagam that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't at all complicit, obviously, in the chait ha'amiraglim and the lack of emuna but the same way the Rambam, the Rambam says in Parag Gimel Chochos Tshuva, there's a din for Yechidim. There's also a din for collective units. There's a din for Medina, there's a din for the world. Right? And the same way a Yochid is Nidon Lefi Rov, Zchuyosov, or Chavosov, so too, the entity of the Medina, or the entity of the world, is also Nidon that way. So over here, the door was being Nidon, and Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was part of the door, is included in that Gezerah. Elamai, had Moshe Rabbeinu been legamre menuka mikol avam, so that would have set him apart. That he doesn't belong to the generation, and the Dvar HaMidbar wouldn't have been chal on him. The very minute Moshe Rabbeinu got caught for jaywalking, so then he's not entirely. We don't know. We don't. The Chaim HaKadosh catalogs ten shotim. What Moshe Rabbeinu's chait was is sufficiently subtle that. That we're not sure what it was. But whatever, Moshe Ben, he got caught for jaywalking, right? As it were. So once he has that blemish, so then he belongs to the generation. He belongs to the generation, so going to be a son of Hashem, al d'vechem leimor. So kumt ois, that the reason there's a Tisha B'Av, as we hear, the reason there's a Tisha B'Av is because Nigzal Lasenu, the reason it's a Tisha B'Av for Chovan Abayis is because Nigzal Lasenu, so he comes to life. Because had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, there would be no Tisha B'Av. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter Eretz Yisrael because Nigzar al Avosendo. So it's not some, you know, another Shreklecha thing happened on Tisha B'Av. No, it relates to Churban. Then also, what are the other two, again, so the five drama of Tisha B'Av is Nigzal V'Aseinu, and then the two Churbanos. What are the other two that fill out the five? Is Nilkedo Ir Gedola U'Beit HaShema, V'Hoyu Ba'alofim U'Rivavos Mi'Yisrael, V'Hoyu Lahem Melech Gadol, V'Dimu Kol Yisrael U'Gedolei HaChachamim Shehu HaMelech HaMashiach. Right, and because Malachim, the Rambam identifies with Rabbi Akiva amongst them. Thought that Bar Kokhba, Ben Kuziba, was potentially going to be the Melech HaMashiach. V'noha v'nofal b'yad goyim, he, the one who was thought perhaps to be the Melech HaMashiach, v'nofal b'yad goyim, v'nergo kulam, v'hoysa tzare gedol l'kemal churban ha-mikdash. The stem of the pshat in Kemal Churban HaMikdash is not simply to impress upon us the magnitude of the tragedy, the magnitude of the calamity, but to say that it's mamish me'inyan ha'shayot. The Tisha B'Av is for Churban, but here the devastation was so great, it was a devastation that was a type of churban. It equaled a churban. And then the fifth of the Chamisha Dvarim is Ubo Bayom Hamuch Meparanas Chorash Tonas Rofus Harosha Mimalchei Edom Esahechol VeEsvivov LeKayim Tzion Sadat Echorat. So the Rambam quotes the pasuk that again the ultimate sacrilege happened to the Mokam HaMikdash. Again, not only is the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, then it's plowed over as though it were stam, a field. Meaning that was sort of an ultimate realization of an expression of Churban, the fact that it happened. So, in light of the way he teaches numbers 4 and 5 of the Chamisha Dvarim, so that, is a siyua to the way where explaining the first of the Chamisha Dvarim. Rabbeinu Yonah here, and I think we've looked at this Rabbeinu Yonah on MS, and our Mishnah here says sheyesh la'adam lechaz v'darkei hatshuva shehu MS v'saroso MS v'holech v'darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS gam ken yelech ba'osor derech shenama v'halachta b'drachav. V'omr chazal shafil sipu dvarim ba'alma enu la'adam l'shake k'ahu uvda d'brei d'rav omr le'i ma'al le'imach omr le'i anohu da'afich na'la omr le'i haynu da'anmer inshe d'nafek minach taima yalfeich v'at lo tavid mishum limdu l'shonam da'ber shake ki ho'odam ha'margil l'shona l'da'ber shake b'da'ber shen b'lo hefzeid v'lo to'eles gam ki yavo l'dabed dvarim shel ikar lo yuchal l'sap lo maho emes ki pihu ha'medabed v'ha'hergel shel idolet. So basically, when you read Rabbeinu Yonah says that there are two mechayvim why a person has to be scrupulously honest. One is that it's midarkov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And therefore, the mitzvah v'halachta b'drachav is mechayev, that a person has to be emes. And that's why there are no again, leaving aside the Darkei Shalom, but there's no difference between a little lie and a big lie, a white lie, you know, whatever color you pull out, a white lie, a green lie, a black lie, that doesn't make a difference. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is emes. So that's mechayev a person to be emesdik. I think maybe we mentioned once, according to this is very good, the when the Gemara Yevamos says, at first the Gemara says, mutar lashanos b'nei shalom. And then the Gemara says, mitzvah lashanos b'nei shalom. And ultimately, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, lama zeh tzach hakos sara leimor, ha'af umnam elei va'ani zakante. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashana. The Avraham that Sarah had said, Va'adoni zakein. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats it to Avraham Avinu, he says, Va'ani zakante. So you see that Mashana medak Hashem. So Piva ben Yonah, the Peshad in that stage of the Gemara is, to have an exception to the chiyuv of always being emezdik, so you have to have a mokah for that exception by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if the mechayiv is v'halachta v'drachav, so then the exception should be rooted in v'halachta v'drachav also. And that's the pshat. No, you see, you have to be emesdik, but hu adin hu atam. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashana v'nei ha'shalom v'anizah kanti. So that's one mechayiv. The other mechayiv is, from the Gemara Yevamos, is limdu l'shonam daber shekem. Again, the Gemara there tells a story that Rav's wife was a contrarian. So she'd ask him what he wanted, and she'd always serve the opposite. You want milk tonight? Sure. So she'd serve meat. You want flesh tonight? Sure. So she'd serve a pizza. So one day, Rav gets what he wanted, and he's kind of shocked. And his son explains to him, no, it's because I told her the opposite. You know, you said flesh sticks, I told her milk sticks. So that's how you got the flesh sticks. So Rav tells him, you know, it's a good chokhmah, you know, he tells him that's very sharp, but you shouldn't do it. Why? Because limdu l'shonam daber shekem. What does limdu l'shonam daber shekem mean? That a person becomes habituated to doing things. That whatever a person does, even if in a certain context, it is objectively, in that narrow context, inconsequential. Well, maybe in that context, it's even seemingly a good idea, as it is with Rav's son. But no, if a person gets into the habit of not being scrupulously honest, of not being straight, so then even when it's very consequential, you can't turn midos on and off. If a person is not consistently devoted to MS, he won't successfully uphold MS when you would think that, oh, objectively here, the consequences of less than MS are so great. You have to be MSdik. No. If in discussing whether you're going to have pizza or you're going to have steak for supper tonight, if a person is not MSdik in that context, so then our hair goes shalit alav. This yisod of Hahergel Shalil is a big yisod of the Muslim movement of you know, certain schools of Musar, the emphasis on Seder and things like that, even in Milei D'Alma. Even in Milei D'Alma, because a person can't turn midos on and off. It has lots and lots of ramifications, this idea. Okay, stop it.